Let's talk about perception. Perception is one of those things that can be cleverly used by a magician to make you see one thing that's really not there. Perception is also things they do in movies to where they can make a huge town out of just a few elements and make you think, oh, this is a big place, and make it seem real, even though it's just basically facades that are put up. It's all about perspective and perception. So today we're going to talk about your guest's perception of your business. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business. How confident are you about your menu pricing? Are your prices profitable, or are you just scraping by? If you're not sure, I've got just what you need. Table Needs has built a super simple menu pricing calculator that you can use for free, and it will help you figure out the best price point for every item on your menu. Get started with Table Needs menu pricing calculator today at tableneeds.com, or you'll find a direct link in the description below the podcast. I just want to remind you guys that on July 29th and 30th of this year, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas. I'm going to be attending the Food Truck Owners Expo. I'm going to be giving 2 different classes, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, as well as being out on the expo floor all day long, holding little campfire sessions where you can sit down and talk to me and ask me questions, or listen to me talk about various subjects about the food truck industry. If you can't make Houston, Texas in July, there's also Orlando in November. The link will be in the description for you to find out all the details and to order your tickets. Perception. That's one of those words that amazingly has a couple of different meanings. As a magician, for example, you're going to create a perception of one thing so that you can amaze the audience with what appears to be magic. Perception is also in the eye of the beholder. So imagine you got a line of people, whatever a line is to you, whether it's 2 people, 5 people, 10 people, you got a line of people. Their perception is going to be different based on a lot of different things. If they're particularly hungry, they waited too long to get a meal, you're going to be slow. You're going to feel slow to them because they're hungry. They want something. They want it now. And it doesn't matter how quick the food comes off your truck. You could be blazingly fast, but because of their perception, man, I'm hungry, what's taking them so long? You feel slow to them. Likewise, you and your staff, when you're cooking, you're hustling, you're moving, you're doing a whole bunch of different things. You might have 10 different things going on at once. You feel like, man, we're fast. Time is flying. This is awesome. But your perception can be misguided. So as a guest standing in line, they place the order. There's a mental clock going off. They know at some point they're going to get fed. And whatever their mental clock says is too long, that's too long to them. Typically, someone is going to go 5 minutes up to 10 minutes. So somewhere in that range, most people are starting to look at their watch going, where's my food? Again, it could be 5 minutes, could be 6, 7, 8, even all the way up to 10. But at some point, when you go beyond whatever their internal clock thinks is acceptable, you are now slow. That's their perception. There's nothing you can do to fix that except be fast as you possibly can. You want to impress people. You want to be able to hand the food out to them. And I'm sure at some point in your career, you've handed out food and they go, man, that was fast. What they're telling you is their internal clock hasn't gone off. The alarm hasn't gone off that, hey, this is taking too long. You want to hear that more and more frequently. Now, you'll reach a point where people accept and understand how fast you're going to be. So then it goes the other direction. They'll have that speed. They'll have that expectation of speed. And then you'll hand them the food and they'll go, hey, something wrong today? It's kind of slow. And they're telling you that you have not met their expectation of you from their past experiences. That's all data points that you can look at and go, okay, we can improve on this, we can improve on that. You got to take everyone's comments, and it doesn't have to be a complaint, everyone's comments, and see how it relates to the rest of your business and the rest of your training towards your staff. You should always be training, always. So looking at perception. So we talked about the guest in line. As soon as that order's taken, the money's collected, their timer has started. You, on the other hand, hopefully have other orders going on, but their new order has to fit in somewhere, and you want to get it in process as quickly as possible. This is where it becomes from perception to reality as far as your operations go. If, for example, there are enough orders in front of them that you have no more cooking space, And where you're going to have that issue is going to be on a fryer, typically, or unless you've got real tiny equipment. So if you've got all your fry baskets down and this next order has ordered fries or something that needs to be deep fried, now you're waiting on equipment to finish cooking so you can have room to drop the next product. That should be a signal to you if that happens frequently. Because the perception now is you're going to be slow, even though you're hustling because you got orders and you have equipment that's all tied up. So you're hustling, you're moving, you're feeling like it's going quickly and it's going good. But the guest that's out there having to wait on you to have room to drop something, their internal clock is counting down. You're on their clock. As soon as that money's collected, you're on their clock. Now, I know there's somebody listening right now that's going, my guest will wait. Good food's worth the wait. Good food is worth the wait up until it's not worth the wait. And that's different from everybody. Me personally, if you go over 8 minutes on a cook time, you got a problem. And it's an operational problem. Don't care how many people didn't show up. Don't care what kind of cooking equipment you got. At 8 minutes, for the majority of food out there, you're too slow. Now, I've worked in sit-down restaurants where we didn't cook not a morsel of food till we got an order or a ticket up. We had a little ticket wheel back in the day. This is before we even had screens we could read. Our cook times, based on our food, 8 was considered okay. 7 was the goal, but 8 was okay. No one got in trouble at 8. At 9 minutes, we're talking to the kitchen staff. What in the world's going on? At 10 minutes, we're definitely got a problem. And the only excuse we would accept would be the order had a well-done steak on it. And then we would give them up to 11 minutes for that ticket because now that ticket is being drugged down by one product that's on it. So you can't cook shrimp and have it sit while the steak is still cooking. You got to be able to time it so that the shrimp's coming up the same time the steak's coming up. And sometimes that becomes a challenge, but that's not on the guest's fault. That's our fault. How do we make this work? How do we make it more efficient so that when they order something that's complicated, like one guest wants a shrimp platter and the other one wants a well-done steak, how do we make it all come up at the same time so it's all the correct serving temperature? Remember that perception is if we set down 5 plates worth of food, the well-done steak is awesome because it just came up. But if we cook the shrimp too early or we cook fish too early or we even cooked a burger to where it sat now 3 minutes while we're waiting on that well-done steak to get done, we have a texture problem. We have food that's starting to wilt from the heat or starting to steam itself. So it's losing its crispiness. And that's all problems that we created by not paying attention to the orders and how we should be cooking the different elements within that order. It's all coming down to that perception. This is slow. We're not doing good. The sit-down restaurant that I worked at, we had a philosophy when it came to cooking product. Again, our goal was 7 minutes. We wanted to get everything out in 7 minutes. 8 minutes was acceptable. And if you recall, I said we didn't have KDS screens. We did everything on paper tickets and a ticket wheel. So whenever the server would come up, they would use a microphone and call out. You know, it's order in, and then they would say whatever they had. And they would list down the ticket. And we taught the servers, and this was a key, we taught the servers how to call in the food so that the cooks could listen and know how to drop the food in the right order so it's all coming up at the same time. We had what we called walks, flies, swims. Walk would be pork or would be a steak. It's a four-legged animal. Those typically take the longest to cook, so that gets called out first. So the waitress is scanning down the ticket, finding everything that's going to walk, and then calls that out first. Doesn't matter what order it was taken as she went to the table and said, hey, young man, what would you like? And he says, fish. That's going to be the last thing that she calls out to the kitchen, even though it was the first thing that she wrote down on her ticket. So then the second thing was flies. That's going to be the chicken and the poultry and the different things that fly or have the ability to fly. And then the last thing I said was swim. So now you're looking at seafoods. And that would include crab legs and that type of thing. That would be the order that you would drop the different foods in so that ideally they all come up at the same time. So as a cook, when you hear the waitress say, I have an order in and it starts with fish, you know you ain't got to worry about anything else because all of the fish is going to be cooking about the same amount of time. If they start with a steak and they go to shrimp, then you know there's nothing that flies. You don't have to worry about any poultries. So it helps the cook line to know how to start dropping the food so it all comes up at the same time. This helps the guest perception. So they get the food, it all comes out at once. It's also the same temperature. They can look around at each other and go, ooh, it's all steaming, it's all hot, it's all awesome. And that's before they even take the first bite. So you set a good example for them. They're happy. So when the guest comes up to your food truck and orders and their little internal timer starts, your internal timer should already be running. We got to get this order out. 7 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever it takes. You want to hand that bag out to them when the food is at its absolute hottest, which should be right off the grill, right out of the fryer. It should be ready to go. You shouldn't have the fries come up and you realize, oh crap, we haven't even made the burger yet. You can't have high quality service when you're giving out crap product. It's all in perception. You want those guests to perceive your business as awesome. There's some things you can do to help alleviate problems, and that's communication, not only between the cashier and the cook's line, but then also between the cashier and the guest. A good cashier should be aware that, we're a little bit slow today, so I'm going to set that precedence with the guest, that let them know. So when they step up and they place the order, the cashier goes, okay, it's going to be about 8 minutes on that. Is that going to be all right? Oh, yeah, no problem. Once you've set the example, you've set the limit, they'll be fine. But if you say it'll be up in 5 and it takes 10, they're not going to be fine. And you don't have to tell them your order will be up in 5 or 8 or 10 minutes. You definitely don't have to do that. But you do want to let people know if it's going to take longer than normal. You can say, hey, we just had 2 really big orders. It's going to be about 10 minutes on that. Will that be all right? Or just to let you know, you got an order for 6 burgers in front of yours. Then we'll get yours started. It's going to take a little bit longer than normal. That shows you're aware of what's going on. Guests will be much more forgiving if you explain to them ahead of time, we might be a little bit slower than you're accustomed to. But if you don't let them know ahead, you're guaranteed going to get a negative comment, a negative review. So just be aware of perceptions. It's not only your perception of the passage of time, it's your guest's perception of the passage of time. Time for them is going to go really slow the more hungry that they are. Time for you is going to go really, really fast the busier that you are. But still, a minute is 60 seconds. How many minutes are adding up before you get the food out? That's what matters.
Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow, because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.